This is the Hairycast, and it's brought to you by me, Maddie.
And me, Lloyd.
And don't forget about our studio mascot, Zulie.
Today we'll be looking back at some of the amazing things that have been happening in and around our school throughout this spring term.
First up, we all returned to school after the February break, ready to start the second half of spring term. Pupils from Dosbath Gwydd and Dosbath Glass in the reception enjoyed an exciting trip to Noah's Ark Zoo Farm, where they got to see and learn about a range of animals such as giraffes, elephants and lions, as well as listening to educational talks and attending fun workshops.
Pupils in Year 4 also enjoyed a trip to, drumroll please, Cadbury's World!
Awesome!
I know! They all got to explore a huge range of fun activities.
Cool!
Okay, so what do you call a sweet treat that is late?
What? Oh, I don't know.
Chocolate? Get it? Choc-o-late? No? Anyways, back to the roundup. We spoke to a pupil from Year 4 to get their point of view on the trip. He said that when they arrived, they had a 4D cinema experience and then went on a tour explaining the history of chocolate and how it is made.
They even got to create their very own chocolate wrapper.
Sounds interesting.
It does. I wonder when chocolate was actually first made.
I'll go and ask them.
Okay, but don't do it now, do it after our amazing Hairycast. To finish off, they also produced an informative leaflet about Cadbury's World, as well as writing descriptive poems about it. And finally, designing the ultimate chocolate bra. Bring it on!
Next up, the whole school's got straight into celebrating Welsh Week with a range of exciting activities and competitions. Throughout the whole week in class, all year groups took part in the BHVC Primary Eisteddfod. These activities ranged from dancing to handwriting, art and photography.
Participation certificates were given out to all who took part, and we had a special worship assembly at the end of the week to celebrate all of our amazing achievements. We really do have a lot of talented pupils around our school. Well done to everyone.
Also, Miss Britton and Miss Coombs took part in our annual Welsh Cake Testing Challenge, where they had to guess the mystery ingredients. Thank you to everyone who took the time to make all of those delicious Welsh cakes.
Only problem is, I'm feeling really hungry now.
Yep, me too. Change the subject, quickly!
Down in the nursery, children have been working very hard this term, learning all about Wales, drawing and colouring Welsh dragons and building Welsh castles. World Book Day was a big success too. All of the nursery staff dressed up as characters from The Hungry Caterpillar and acted out the story for all of the children to enjoy.
It must have been quite a performance down there then.
Oh yes, it was.
The children really enjoyed dressing up too. Most recently, they have been learning about running their own farm and selling produce in their own farm shop.
Okay, so where are we heading to next?
Dosbath Envis have been looking at the life cycles of tadpoles and frogs and have also been building walls for egg experiments.
They've really enjoyed sharing stories and creating their own books and writing stories.
Excellent! And don't forget the three R's.
Excuse me?
Reduce, reuse, recycle!
Oh yes, of course.
Dosbath Envis are becoming responsible eco-warriors.
That's right. They've been learning how to be sustainable and helping pollinators by making seed bombs, while also learning about the water cycle and creating rain paintings.
Lots of good work going on out there then.
Most definitely.
Well, Year 6 had a very interesting couple of weeks, with WRU officer Mr. Shepherd has been in to run rugby skills workshops, which everyone really enjoyed. They have also been busy getting ready for Earth Hour, and with help from Head for Arts, have created poems and colourful lanterns.
Year 6 also experienced a day of exciting workshops down at the Crucial Crew HQ. They had sessions on life skills and how to stay safe in different situations, including electricity, cyber safety, wearing a seatbelt, food hygiene, fire safety, safety around railway lines, and respecting personal space. Oh, Lloyd, move over.
What?
You're in my personal space.
Oh, sorry. Back in class, they have been writing geographical reports about the Galapagos Islands, then making clay models of the animals and researching the costs of running their own wildlife parks.
That was a tongue twister.
It was. They have been on an eco journey throughout this term, learning about the real life story of Duffy the Turtle and also the life cycle of plastic bottle and plastic is polluting our oceans and harming our planet.
The weather hasn't been too good lately, has it?
Not really. We've had plenty of rain, which is normal for this time of year, but it was a surprise to wake up to snow a few weeks ago, which meant that sadly school was closed.
We all managed to continue our work through, as teachers had set plenty of tasks to keep us occupied in Google Classroom, and we managed to save some time to play out in the snow, which was a lot of fun. We then came back into school on Friday as normal to finish up the week.
Also this term, all of the year groups in Key Stage 2 had a special visit from PC Champion. She came around all the classes and gave an educational talk about keeping safe, being aware of strangers and the consequences of bullying and cyberbullying.
Pupils from Dosbath Porphyr and Dosbath Pink have created some amazing artwork this term in Year 1. In the style of Rhiannon Roberts, and have included many Blaenavon landmarks in their pieces. They have also been looking at countries around the world and how they are different.
U1 also enjoyed a fantastic trip to TechnoQuest, where they got to experience a huge water slide and trails, and as well as exploring wind machines and rocket launchers. They've also been into a simulator to find out what a real earthquake would feel like.
I wouldn't mind trying that.
I know, it sounds cool, doesn't it?
Year 2 pupils have been working hard in science by exploring how rainbows are made using prisms. They have also been writing newspaper reports about the heavy snow we had. On World Book Day, they made their own storybooks and bookmarks, and have recently been writing non-chronological reports based on fantasy animals they have created.
Also in class, they have been researching colour blindness and investigating why some people see colours differently. Cubecraft sessions have also been run in this term, providing pupils with the skills needed to use the road safely. In other news, Year 5 children were chosen to participate in the Torvine Got to Dance competition, which was organised by the Do It Dance Foundation.
They competed against other schools in Torvine, while also taking part in a variety of workshops to learn different styles of dance. They had an awesome day and really enjoyed the experience. So, what else have been happening this term, Lloyd?
Well, pupils in Coty Plaza had a really interesting visit from Welsh Water, who came in to explain what happens to our waste and the journey it goes on when we pull the flush.
Ah, very interesting.
They also took part in workshops using their coding skills to program the BeatBots to unlock drains and pipes. Fantastic work!
Year 3 have also been in the studio this term, working in small groups to record their persuasive adverts, which carried the important message of how to save energy.
They have also been learning about earthquakes in the class and have also been using homemade seismometers to see how vibrations are measured during an earthquake.
Ever since the school opened, we've had our own official school song, which we regularly perform in worship. We have always really enjoyed singing the song, but felt it was now time to create a new one and update it with some new ideas.
Mr. Morton, who is a composer, is working with Key Stage 2 on the project, and so far the group have been brainstorming ideas and exploring different rhythms.
The project is ongoing, but we'll keep you up to date with it as it progresses into a finished song.
Sounds great!
But you haven't heard it yet.
Fair point! But I bet it will sound great when it's finished.
Yes, me too. Right, moving on.
Year 5 have been working this term on mountains. Pupils in Gortsgate and T. Godworth have been researching information about Mount Everest and producing fact files, as well as writing a biography about Tori James, who was the first Welshwoman to climb Mount Everest.
They have also worked in pairs to write their own autobiography about walking up the Coity Mountain. They then went into our awesome recording studio, Harry Telly, to film the reports live in an interview format, and also got to direct, film, run on-screen graphics and operate the autocue.
It's always so much fun in the studio, and we really enjoy the filming process, as well as learning how to use some amazing technology.
During this final week of spring term, parents and guardians have been invited in to view and celebrate the pupils' work and look through the learning journals.
Reception performed a wonderful assembly in the school hall, which was based around the story of Noah's Ark, and also had a mini art exhibition at the back of the hall for parents to view.
Nursery had their own singing concert for parents and enjoyed showing everyone the work that they have been doing all term.
Well, it's been an incredible, interesting and eventful term, and we hope you have enjoyed finding out about just some of the exciting things that have been happening at BHVC Primary.
So, from all of the pupils and staff here, we would like to wish you a very happy Easter, and please join us on the Harrycast for another term update very soon. Thanks for listening. Maddie
and Lloyd out.